Kaplan, Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Turn it up.
9 o'clock hour. Right up. Top of the hour. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap. Carmen Yerk will be in for Crosstalk in 1 hour, 10 o'clock.
And Greenberg.
Greenberg. We'll talk Sam Darnold with you at noon.
You don't know what's on the lineup for Greeny.
And then
Wow.
And Sylvie coming up at 2 o'clock. And the two dudes from Libertyville.
Oh, come on now.
Black and Abdallah at 6. Chris, you want me to leave the show plan in your mailbox, or are you doing it from home?
Black and Abdallah, 6 o'clock. That's their names. They have names. Black and Abdallah.
They're both from Libertyville.
Okay. Just leave them alone.
So yesterday, I came out and really didn't unearth an amazing nugget. It was simply a throwaway comment that if Nick Foles doesn't get injured, Mitch Trubisky will not end up getting back on the field.
That's a fine.
It's not a fine.
What?
Mitch Trubisky won't get back on the field if Nick Foles starts every game the rest of the way. And then Mitch is a free agent, and he will go somewhere else to either compete or be the backup. Good guy.
I'm with you, Hoodie. That's like when Antonio Brown tells the commissioner, no, fine.
That's a fine. $2 for BerniesBookBank.org. Let's go. Come on, Darren. You got money today?
Yeah, I do.
All right, $2 for BerniesBookBank.org.
Why is it two?
Well, you had one earlier, too.
I did?
Jeff?
Yes. Yes, you did.
We'd also like to offer up Hoodie if he denies that it's a fine, it's an extra 50 cents.
Fair.
A man of his ilk does not carry change.
It's like when I don't pay my red light ticket. You wait long enough, they're going to double that fine on you.
That's right. So $2 for BerniesBookBank.org.
Right there.
Thank you, Darren.
You're welcome. So, Darren being the CEO of Bernie's Book Bank.
Thank you, sir. Now go, you were saying.
So, where was I?
Show's moving too fast for you today.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you were talking about how you thought that Mitch...
I said that if he doesn't get back on the field,
yes,
his contract is up, they can't tag him, they don't have any rights to hang on to him, he will be gone. And he'll go somewhere else, compete, probably be a backup, and that's it. He'll try and get a renaissance of his career like Ryan Tannehill did. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was not like unearthing the frickin', secrets here of Roswell, New Mexico, where they had the alien landing. That was just stating the obvious. But I guess it flew over the heads of the afternoon show because they thought it was breaking freaking news.
And this isn't the first time that actually Cap has admitted that he was wrong and that Mitch Trubisky was not good at football.
And this gets to the banned audio that the poll question, what was it, 97%, 96%?
It's 96.7% with over 2,000 votes.
So the people want the audio. Now, it was only banned by Cap walking around the halls telling us it was banned. No one told me that I couldn't play it except for Cap.
Never told me. I'll click that button.
Yeah, I mean, like any producer here who can just Google or search in the system where the audio is, it's accessible for everyone. And I labeled it clearly so we could all have fun with it.
Right. Let me tell people this, too. We had like a festivity after we played this, after it was banned last year. Cap did not talk to me all night. Yeah. Cap was pissed. He's probably going to be pissed at me now. Cap, I love you, but you said this on your own show.
Yes, and it actually wasn't the Rams game. It was after the Eagles loss. Remember that Eagles game where the Bears only had 9 yards of offense in the first half? They lose the game last season 22-14 to the Eagles. That game was on November the 3rd. On November the 4th, Monday morning, this is how Cap started his show. He was with Pat Boyle that day, and Sylvie, Pat mentioned it when he was on with you earlier. A Cap pushed Pat out of the way. I'm starting my show like this. So this is how the show started on November the 4th after
Cap
the Bears lost to the Eagles last season.
I owe every single human being, dog, cat, bird, goldfish, and every other creature on God's green earth an apology for ever leading you to believe Mitchell Trubisky could get it done at quarterback, for believing that this team was going to be really impactful this year in the National Football League. That yesterday was so disgusting and so embarrassing that I don't know what to say other than I was an idiot. I apologize to all of you. I was an idiot forever believing that that guy was going to come in as a raw project and develop into a quality signal caller. We're in year three, folks, and he stinks.
So there you go, Sylvie. November the 4th, last year.
And he banned it himself. That is not allowed to be played on the radio station.
Yeah.
And then after that, he went back on it after apologizing to all of us. Not only did he ban it, but then he went back on the Trubisky train, and he told all of us during the offseason that if you're not on the Trubisky bandwagon now, that he's coming. He's got receipts, and he's coming at all of us.
There it is.
I didn't ban the audio on any show other than the one that had my name on it. I didn't ban what they play on Waddle and Sylvie. No shot. I don't have, A, the ability to do that, and, B, what would they do with 4 hours?
Oh, man. All right, so did you push Pat Boyle out of the way? Did you push him out of the way on the show?
No, I just said, I got something I want to say at the start of the show, so just give me a minute. That's it.
Yeah.
It was the same day that, or not same day, but same type of thing when I went off about Klay Thompson hitting 14 threes and not one single Bulls player having the temerity to knock him down.
Right.
We've got that audio.
All right.
So
it's fine.
All I'm saying to you is there was no banned audio except on the show that used to be called Cap and Company.
I see.
That's it.
Is that right, Danny? You were producing that show. Do you recall?
I recall Cap's anger. Although he did not say, I do not want to hear this on the rest of the station, I will say, Cap, your anger that day of it not being played on your show implied, and we're all guilty of assuming, but implied, don't let me catch this audio ever be played on AM 1000 again, or the stream, or the app, or anywhere my ears could hear it.
Yeah, not really true. It was
and
only on
if you
our
listened,
show.
If you listened, and I do remember that event we had that day because Sylvie showed up and said you were giving him the cold shoulder for playing the audio, you were pretty mad at them for playing it, which implies that although you didn't say I'm banning it, it implied please don't play this. I don't want anyone playing this on the air. You were pissy with him.
Yeah, it was. It's all a It was a
That
bit.
Wasn't a bit because we weren't on the air. We were out in a social environment.
Yeah, I was just messing with him. That's all. That's all. Just having some laughs, having some fun.
Having some fun? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just, as a listener, like everybody else, I was listening to these shows, and you were talking about, you know, you were a staunch supporter of Trubisky, and you said that, hey, you know what, it's not going to end well if you're not with him, and because you are believing in him.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles game, you saw something, you said, boy, I don't think there's, you can come back from this. And he was able to come back from that somewhat, right, after that rant, after the Eagles game.
Played the Cowboys game very well. He was terrible against the Chiefs. All I'm saying to you is, if I'm in your corner, I'm going to defend you to the death, man. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Trubisky goes somewhere else and balls out. He may not. He may end up playing in the freaking Arena League. I don't know.
Well, Waddle and Sylvie on the show yesterday, I was listening, and they called it banned audio. You say it wasn't really banned.
It was not banned.
It was not. So it's not. So Danny, it's not really banned audio. You know, it's been called banned audio or like rare tapes, but it's not the case. That's what he says here.
All right, the lost tapes, the David Kaplan lost tapes have now been found.
There you go.
What? There's more than just this one? Are there more?
Well, there was one other sound that's been banned.
Oh, there's more? Oh, there's
There is one that I banned. Okay, well, now we gotta dig that up.
There's
no banned audio. In this day and age, right, there's no banned audio. Podcast exists.
You know he has a tattoo of the animal.
No, I don't.
That's not a dolphin on your arm?
That's not a dolphin on my arm. That's a shark.
I always thought that was a dolphin.
No, that's a shark. It is not a dolphin. And JR, if you know what's good for you, get away from that computer.
Does he know where the banned audio is?
That's the way he banned it. The way he threatened JR, you better get
away
from the computer.
One less person driving up north today.
Oh!
312-332-3776.
That's a shark.
That is not a shark.
I can't believe we just heard that. I cannot believe we just heard that.
In honor of Ryan Fitzpatrick, this is the sound a shark makes.
His head is going to explode.
Let's go to Coach Morgan.
Coach!
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Coach. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, love the show, man. Hey, real quick. So it doesn't matter who you drop in at quarterback behind this offensive line. I just went back and watched some film on these guys. Man, every one of these guys except for Whitehair, man, it's I don't know what to say, you know. They can't run. They can't protect the quarterback. Quarterback only got three seconds at most to get rid of that ball, man. And if you can't protect the quarterback, it don't even matter. You could put Patrick Mahomes back there. If they can't protect him, it don't even matter.
You are correct.
You're right, Coach. It's something I've been saying a lot on the show here, and that is that as much as we covet quality players, difference-making players, as we look at them on other teams, if they come on this team, you got to remember the line is something that a Patrick Mahomes or Leonard Fournette or whoever we'd like, you got to be able to overcome that offensive line. You can put as much talent back there as you want, but if the line's not going to protect for passing or running, then what's the point?
Yeah, I've been a Bears fan, man, for a long time, man, and I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, Gary Huff,
yep.
Bob Abilene,
Mike Phipps,
Vince Evans,
yep.
Mike Phipps. Oh my God, we haven't had a quarterback since, I mean, McMahon, you know, 85. I was a senior in high school, 85. No, I was a freshman in college, I'm sorry. And man, this has been sad all these years, man. All these years. I'm just fed up with this, man.
Pathetic.
We got to get a difference maker. We got to get a difference maker at the quarterback position. And we need a line. You know, what about Spain? I just heard Spain got released from the Bills. Is he any good?
Yeah, you're talking about Quentin Spain, the offensive guard. Here's my question. And we appreciate your call, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Here is my question. He started every game last year. This is a team that thinks they're going to the playoffs, and they released him. There's got to be more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, thanks, Bills Nation. Thanks, y'all. Time for a change. Like,
on a good football team.
On a good team where you started every game. And they gave him $15 million in the offseason to re-sign.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million. And he lasts 6 weeks, and he's out. There's got to be more to that story.
That's right. We need him.
I mean, where do I sign up for these guys everyone's giving away?
Man.
312-332-3776. Phone lines are hopping. And if you missed a large portion of the show, it'll be replayed between 2 and 6. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Rolling on, Captain J-Hood. In the mornings, it's 9:20 in the beautiful city.
Another page.
Is that what? 5:30 to 6? Oh, that's when G and Greco's in the studio.
Oh, don't forget Meller's Fantasy Moments. We're going to take your fantasy calls coming up at 9:50. So in 30 minutes, stat, we will take your phone calls. If you have any questions about fantasy football, you know, we start talking fantasy football and there's like, Oh, I should call. Well, then it's too late. Call in at 9:50. Line up so that way Jeff can help you out with your fantasy football team in 30 minutes from now.
Did you see the check it's in your mailbox?
I did not.
It's the check for residuals for stealing Florida versus Ohio from you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
You came up with Florida versus Ohio?
Boy, certainly picking the scabs this morning, aren't we, pal? Boy, no. No Vaseline, no Band-Aids, if you pardon the expression. All right. Yes.
Did they not steal it from you?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
You can't maybe blame Waddle and Sylvie. Maybe
I do not.
Maybe one of their young, talented producers pitched the idea as his own.
It was a segment that I was doing. You know, we read so many stories of Florida and Ohio, and I would ask the producer before I read it, say, hey, here's a story. Is this Florida or Ohio? And it made its way over to 2-6. So, but I don't feel bad about it, though. That was something at the time I thought, hey, shouldn't I be able to get residuals?
Who did Wife or Radio Partner? Parkins? Where'd they get that one from?
Oh, doctor. Oh, jeez.
You think they're listening to stuff in Kansas City? Isn't that where that guy could be heard?
Possibly correct.
There's a case to be made for that, based on data.
Did they also just record the open, too? What?
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
312-332.
I heard what you guys said.
3776.
He's not going to be happy with that. Parkins. What in the hell? What are you doing today? He's an innocent. He's a civilian.
It's his birthday today.
He's an innocent bystander. Don't blame him.
Rick.
I miss Park. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, Captain Hurdy?
Man, what's up in beautiful Austin, Texas, as you listen on the app?
Oh, it's beautiful out here, but I do miss Harold's Chicken, Hoodie, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man, it don't have a Harold? Well, no, I know, it's too artsy-fartsy in Austin to have Harold's. I get that, in Austin, right? Too artsy-fartsy for that.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Highland Park one when they put one up there. I'm kidding.
Huh. Oh, yeah, you'll love it. Well, I don't know.
I'll get my ukulele.
Yeah, that'll be the Harold's with no flavor.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
With raisins in the potato salad.
So, I wanted to bring up about the Mitch thing again, and I know the Mitch era is probably over, and I acknowledge that. But the thing is, I think the bigger problem and the biggest bust has been Nagy as a coordinator, not as a head coach, but as a coordinator, because when he was hired, he was brought in to develop Mitch Trubisky, and that was it. And he has failed at that. And if you look at back, we always talk about the Kansas City when he was coaching the Chiefs in the playoffs. He failed. He did the same thing. Then what he's doing now is when he loses weapons or he doesn't know what to do, he stops the run game. And that's why the Chiefs lost that playoff game. And how many times has he had to say in a press conference that, I know I got to run the ball, but he doesn't do it. The Packers last year, opening day,
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
They played nickel defense, and they let him run the game, and he didn't do it. He only ran it like three times in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't develop Mitch. And if we look around all the league, we can say about Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, like, where's Watson now? He doesn't have Hopkins, and that's what people's excuse is, you know? And Mahomes, he was brought in to a team that had Pro Bowl wide receivers, all-pro linemen. He has a coach that's been proven to take quarterbacks to the playoffs. Like, he was put in a good situation.
No question about it.
Every quarterback needs to be developed, you know? And Watson has a losing record right now. No one talks about it. Well, because he needed Hopkins. And in Mitch's first year, he didn't have all that. And no one ever talked about Mitch not having accuracy problems in his rookie year. We never talked about him overthrowing players. We just said he needed more weapons. You know, and I think the real problem is Nagy.
All right.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate your perspective.
Yeah, we're moving the busts around a little bit here. People say some Pace, some Nagy. Listen, when your offense is not being able to develop and produce the way it should, you can understand why people are antsy.
Everybody's going to come under scrutiny.
It's an offensive
league. Fair enough.
How often do we talk about it, Cap? It's an offensive league. People are just looking for offense.
Let's go to Mike in New Lenox. Hey, Mike, what's up, man? How you doing?
Cat Puddy, what's going on, man?
What's up, Mike?
I just want to make a quick point about the Mitch and Kevin White debate. I think that Kevin White, we expected more out of him compared to Mitch. I mean, due to the college games, Kevin White had more experience. Obviously, Mitch had, what, 13 games?
Yeah.
I think that as fans, we expected more out of Kevin White. So that makes him more of a bust, but and especially because Mitch, it wasn't Mitch's fault. Basically, is what I'm saying.
Appreciate your perspective on it. Kevin White was a worse player. There was more expectation and more for the organization at stake. And appreciate your call when you draft a quarterback. I understand that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's the targeted position. Everyone looks to the quarterback and say, boy, if you're drafted or picked that high, you should be able to pay some dividends offensively. And, you know, it's just part of the position. But as far as the numbers are concerned, White was a standout in college. And, yeah, he was injured, but ultimately was a bust. Just did not give you what you're looking for. And the Bears have a lot of those guys over the years, a ton.
No question.
That's a crapshoot, right?
It is. You roll the dice. Yeah. You take your swings. 312-332-3776. Earl is driving around on I-80. Hey, Earl.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Hey, here's my theory about the Bears and offense.
Mm-hmm.
We draft quarterbacks and we expect them to come in and be these superstar quarterbacks. I echo the sentiments of your last caller. We, for whatever reason, cannot find anyone that knows how to develop quarterbacks. Understand, the reason we are a defensive juggernaut is because we find individuals that know how to develop defensive players. Instead of looking for that awesome quarterback to come out of college and then just throw him to the wolves, we need to find somebody that knows how to develop quarterbacks and then find someone who knows how to.
Believe me, you find somebody
that knows how to develop a quarterback, you will find your quarterback.
Yeah, they've had, and we appreciate your call, Earl. Stay safe out there. They brought a bunch of different people who have good quarterback resumes. It never works. Whether it's Mike Martz, he came in with this. We thought the wizard had showed up.
Well, that's the top shelf.
Right. Nagy, everyone said, that guy knows how to develop. Patrick Mahomes has said, yeah, I loved when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go all the way back. Remember Sid Gilman?
Yeah.
They brought him to Chicago. He was putting points up like crazy in San Diego. Came here, nothing. So
this organization, I don't believe in curses, but I could use the term curse when it comes to, you know, the football gods saying you will be a great football defense. This is what you will always be.
You will be able to have good running backs occasionally.
But you will always be a great defense.
And you'll be awful at quarterback.
I mean, that's really is the lot in life for the Bears. And it's a shame because, again, this team over the last few years could have been a Super Bowl team like in 2000. You'll take teams like 2005. Yeah, we don't score a lot, but boy, our defense can get turnovers and they can score as well. And we got a good special teams. This doesn't work that way, man. Not in 2020.
Frex the Wonder Dog doesn't throw the pick to Kelvin Hayden. Isn't that who picked it off? They probably win the Super Bowl.
Wait, let's talk about what we talked about on off the air, right? So we talked about if the double doink goes in, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's the narrative? How does that look then?
All of a sudden, Mitch led you down the field.
Yep.
He'd got you the touchdown, and then he came back after they scored and got you in field goal position. If Cody Parkey makes it.
Yeah. If he makes it, right?
What is the narrative of Mitchell Trubisky as opposed to what it is when they missed it?
How about that, Meller? What if it goes in, right? Now we look at Mitch.
And now you're going to L.A. to play a team you just smashed.
What does that look like then?
It all depends on how you think it plays out, though, right?
Like, okay, let's assume that they win that game. Cody Parkey makes the kick. They win. They go to L.A. and they beat an overrated Rams team, and then they go to New Orleans and lose.
Okay, well, you throw an overrated. That Rams team did go to the Super Bowl.
They did. And they scored 3 points. They were not a good team.
See, like Sylvie, I remember Sylvie believing that they would have went to the Super Bowl that year. I disagreed. I think they were just delaying the inevitable if they win that game. I'm not convinced they would have beat the Rams, but I'll give you that. Say they beat the Rams. Mm-hmm. I think they would have lost to the Saints.
Probably.
Who remember
that's
only
what I'm saying. They would have lost to the Saints.
Yeah, but the Saints only lost because of a non-pass interference call.
Correct.
That's right. The Vikings
I mean?
Game, right?
Yeah. No, the Vikings was the miracle.
No, it was the Rams.
Next year, the Rams blew them up on a non-call in the NFC Championship.
That's right.
They're like, right, yeah, everyone puts them together.
That's right.
So I think they would have lost to the Saints anyway. And then eventually the same thing probably would have played out.
So Mitch is under Rex then, slightly. Rex was part of that Super Bowl team in 06.
Right.
Well, he wasn't the reason, but he was on the team.
Yeah, and then you could lump him in to with Jay Cutler. You'd be like, the Bears got to the NFC Championship game, but I think they would have lost to the Saints that year.
I do, too. 312-332-3776. We'll get more of your calls and play Shot or No Shot next.
Take that.
Take that.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN 1000.
What are you doing there? What was that?
What was what?
What are you doing? Are you doing the OPP dance there?
A little bit.
You saw the video, apparently.
That's a different song by Naughty by Nature. That's Hip Hop Parade.
Oh.
This is OPP.
What's the name of the song?
This is OPP.
What was the song you were talking about?
Hip Hop Parade.
Ho.
PP.
Hey.
Ray.
Ho.
Hey. Hey
ho.
Ho.
Hey, ho, hey, ho.
That's from ho. Wolf of Wall Street.
Anyway, can Danny, I have a trivia question for you real quick. I want to see if you can get this right. One quarterback. There's 38 that have had a minimum of 60 dropbacks.
I miss you, Park.
38 quarterbacks, 60 dropbacks. One guy has not completed a pass over 20 yards down the field. And actually is throwing shorter on average than
Foles.
Any quarterback.
The answer is Nick Foles.
The answer is not Nick Foles.
Baker Mayfield.
The answer is not Baker Mayfield.
What's the answer?
The answer is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Take that.
And the headline in the New England, it's NBC Sports Boston about New England because they're going to play. Here's the deal. Jimmy Garoppolo just isn't that good.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Everyone here, they wanted Jimmy Garoppolo. Freaking Pope was coming to town.
He looked really good last week against this Rams team. So we'll see how Nick Foles will look against the same Rams team. And then we will compare Jimmy Garoppolo to Nick Foles.
32nd in the NFL completed air yards per attempt, meaning the passes his receivers catch are on average shorter than anyone else's. And last year, he was 23rd.
You know that is a column about the bitter X, right? You understand that's a bitter X column.
Right.
That's all that is. Right. Like, they could trash him, but they wish they had him.
They wish they had him over Cam?
Yeah.
I don't think
that's so. That's the column saying that Jimmy Garoppolo should have been the franchise quarterback. Now we have Cam on a one-year prove-it contract.
He may not be the same with the COVID.
He's saying the headline is, should Jimmy Garoppolo be viewed as the one who got away in New England?
Not really.
It's a bitter X.
Yeah.
What? Did you see Cam against Denver?
He was awful.
Okay. Well, now, to be fair, coming off of COVID, one and two, Patriots had, like, no practice time.
Correct.
Now, that shouldn't be an excuse, but you got to practice at least.
Hoodie is so right. That is the Boston media saying, I saw my ex on Facebook and she's added 25 pounds. Wow. That's what they're trying to do there.
We loved Garoppolo in Boston. It's your cousin from Boston. And I hate Garoppolo. And can we trust? Get out of here, pony boy.
Phil Perry.
Tommy boy.
Phil Perry. That would be
the fifth. Phil Perry. Ah, great. Great column. Great column. Ah, just terrific.
Terrific column.
Terrific column this morning.
All right, time to play Shot No Shot.
Morning. Guys. Shot. No Shot.
With Cap and J. Hood.
From Boston.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say Emergency Shot.
Shot No Shot brought to you by Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com to order online or find a location near you.
That's not pizza.
You like apples?
I love apples.
How you like them apples? I got a number.
Bring it on.
That's so good.
All right, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Danny.
When Waddle and Sylvie do Shot or No Shot later today, will they include the part where they bash Jimmy Garoppolo before they get to the segment, or will they just get to the segment? Hoodie.
Dan, they did a Garoppolo.
Hold on, my phone's ring. Hello? You need Meller for Meller's fantasy moment.
No,
Jeff, can you stay till 4:50 today?
JR hours. go ahead, brother.
All right, gentlemen, let's do a little Bears talk. According to Vegas, the Bears are getting 6 points from the Rams on Monday Night Football. The Bears play great defense. The offense sputters. The national media thinks the 5-1 record is fraudulent. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, if the Bears show up and win convincingly on the Monday Night Football stage, the national perspective of this team will be flipped for the remainder of the season.
That is a shot.
That is absolutely a shot. If they go out and find a way to win 34-10, everyone's going to be like, oh, God, hey, we just need some warm weather. Our guys were good. So, yeah, shot.
That is a shot. And those that look at the Giant game, the Lions game, Falcons, they say, oh, you know, of course the Bears are good enough to beat those. Okay, so now you're getting into the upper crust in the schedule, right, Danny? So you're looking at this team. You're looking at the Saints, Titans. And so I think there will be more respect given to the Bears if they beat the Rams on the road.
Do you think if they beat the Rams on the road, they will then be the favorites to beat the Saints?
They will not. That's no shot.
Will they then be the favorites to beat the Titans?
If they beat the Saints.
If they beat the Rams, does it change how Vegas views them? I don't think beating the Rams will change Vegas' view on
this. Well, if they beat them 17-16, it won't. If they pile up 27 points and drill them, maybe.
It'd be closer than the 6.5 they are now, right? Is it 6.5?
Six.
I like the six. I do.
So do I.
I do.
By the way, the analytics from my friends at Prediction Machine, they have the Chicago Bears as one of their top plays this weekend, plus the six.
Go ahead, Danny.
As does CBS Sports Line.
All right, gentlemen. Roddy White, he's a former 5-time Pro Bowl wide receiver with the Falcons. His cousin is the offensive coordinator of the Clemson Tigers.
His cousin.
Roddy White was asked what advice he would pass on to his cousin to pass on to Trevor Lawrence. Roddy White said, if the Jets have the number one pick, you should stay in school. Shot or no shot, if the Jets have the number one pick, Trevor Lawrence should either stay in school or pull an Eli Manning and refuse to go.
You definitely pull an Eli Manning. Or a John Elway.
But if I'm the head of the Jets, I'm Joe Douglas, their GM.
Good man.
And I'm sitting there with the number one pick, and my owner says, we're committed to you. He's only been there like a year and a half. It's not like he put this train wreck together.
Watch it.
And, yeah. And he said, hold on a second. Trevor saying he won't come here? I would hope he would say, well, then go back to school, because I am drafting you. You can sit out as long as you want. I am picking you if you're in the draft. Period.
That's cool, but I can't play for them. You know how many terrific players have been destroyed because the organization was just crap? You don't want to mess this up, right? I mean, if Trevor Lawrence with the Jets, again, you love the talent, but he's got to work with that offensive line and that group.
Correct.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence sucks. No, he doesn't. You know he doesn't.
Correct.
So, like, I can't play for you. Sorry. That makes me a diva, fine.
Trevor Lawrence was sacked 77 times his rookie year.
He sucks, right? Sam Darnold's awful.
This guy's horrible.
How do you know? You're only one guy out of 11, right? You're only one guy out of 11. And actually one guy out of 12. Mm-hmm. The 12th man, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, or in our case, our head coach.
Yeah. Right. So like, how do you know, Cap? Like, he goes to Trevor Lawrence goes to the Jets and gets destroyed.
Correct.
All right, now what? Oh, Trevor Lawrence wasn't that good. No, he was excellent.
Right, he was overrated.
No, he's great.
Exactly.
but not with that team.
But if all of a sudden you hear, oh, my God, a blockbuster. He was just dropped into New Orleans and Drew Brees is retiring. Oh, Trevor Lawrence, he hit the ground running. That guy's amazing. Yeah, he's throwing to Michael freaking Thomas. He's got a good offensive line. He's got Alvin Kamara. Of course he looks good.
Danny?
All right, gentlemen, shot or no shot? In light of recent events, you're going to go out of your way to see the new Borat movie this weekend.
Outside.
Can I stream it?
Yeah.
Is it on Amazon Prime?
It is. Correct.
I would say shot.
Now, I'm not asking if you're going to watch it. I'm asking, in light of what recently happened, you're going to go out of your way to see it.
Ah, you know what he's going at. You know what he's talking about, right?
I don't.
Oh, we can't talk about it here.
You sent us the picture.
Great success.
Oh, no, Meller did.
Oh, that was Meller?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think Cap just liked it. I liked it.
You're not? Oh, so you're not familiar with the story?
Rudy Giuliani.
Very nice.
I say shot.
But I loved Borat, so yes, I would absolutely watch it.
Are you going to go out of your way?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Maybe, were you going to watch this weekend?
I was not until that story.
So, good PR move by them.
Like, tomorrow afternoon, after we get off the radio, I don't have any TV tomorrow? Yes, I would absolutely lay on the couch, fire up the DrinkWorks machine, and watch Borat. Right. My wife has no interest. She's the wet blanket of comedy.
So, I have a chair.
So, it comes out tomorrow?
Yep.
Yes. But before that news item, I'd get to it later. But after that news item, very interested to try to get the perspective.
Did you like the first Borat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I loved it.
I don't mind dumbing myself down to comedy.
Very nice.
Every now and then.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Great success.
All right, Meller's fantasy moment is coming up next. You need his fantasy help. Light him up right now.
All now.
This guy's the best. 312-332-3776. You want to know who to play? Jeff Meller's your guy. Next.
950.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Phone lines are just rolling, so let's get right to it. We call it Meller's Fantasy Moment.
Jeff Meller.
Jeff, can I go right to the phones? Is that cool with you? Or do you have an opening statement?
I will. Let me give you a quick synopsis here of the Antonio Brown situation. Mm-hmm. It looks like, per Adam Schefter, that he will have multiple suitors come week 8-9 when his suspension is over. I would say if you have the ability to add him in your league, some leagues make a player be on a roster before you can actually add them. So it depends on your league's rules. But if he's available, I would add him. He's a difference maker. I think he's somebody who, come fantasy playoffs, you're going to want on your roster. So if you're allowed to, I would add Antonio Brown on your roster.
To the phone lines we go.
All right, here we go. Let's grab Charles on the south side first. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Appreciate
the great work.
Thanks.
So I do have two questions, but the first one I wanted to know is Michael Thomas, if he plays, do I play him this week? Can I trust him? The other one is I have A.J. Brown and McLaurin. I'm kind of tied between both of them on who to start. So that's pretty much my question.
So the way I would approach Michael Thomas, look, it looks like I can't tell you how healthy he's going to be until we actually see him out on the field. So if you want to be cautious and wait a week on starting Michael Thomas, I understand. But remember, he was slated. It looked like he was going to return a couple weeks ago, the Monday nighter before the bye, and he got into a fist fight with a teammate and was suspended for a game. They then had the bye, so he's about two weeks removed from when he was supposed to return. So I think I personally am going to trust Michael Thomas in most of my lineups. I would use Terry McLaurin over A.J. Brown this week. The Washington football team has the Dallas Cowboys, which we've seen firsthand, does not play defense.
To the phone lines we go.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Joliet. Dennis.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I got to hit you with the toilet bowl for tonight, but I need Boston Scott or Devontae Freeman.
I would use Boston Scott in this situation. Both running backs should see the majority of the carries, but I just think the Eagles' offense is a little bit more trustworthy, even though they've been crushed by injuries.
Yeah.
That's for me a vote of confidence in Carson Wentz over Daniel Jones, who's been, believe it or not, in some metrics, the Giants actually have the worst offense in the league, worse than the New York Jets, and that's bad. So I would use Boston Scott over Devontae Freeman this week.
Appreciate the call. Can I jump in with a trade that's going down in the National Football League?
Do you need a sounder, Cap?
I don't think it's sounder worthy.
Well, is it breaking news?
Why interrupt?
It's pretty good.
Is it? If it's pretty good.
This is breaking news.
Whoa, look out.
Powered by PointsBet Sportsbook.
Danny.
On Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
This from...
This is breaking news, right?
Yes, sir.
We turn to veteran newsman David Kaplan with more on a breaking news trade.
This has been
David?
Confirmed by both Adam Schefter and our guy, Albert Breer. The Vikings and Ravens are finalizing a trade. Yannick Ngakoue will be going to Baltimore for a 2021 third round and a 2022 conditional fifth. He was just the guy they paid a good price for from Jacksonville.
That is breaking news worthy. That's a pretty big NFL
trade. That's a
trade.
Big trade.
Don't come in with the meh and then come in with the blockbuster. What are you doing?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Trust your judgment.
Back to the phone line.
All right. Let's go to Chad in Gary, Indiana. Hey, Chad.
Yeah, I think you already kind of answered my question. Standard League, Boston Scotter.
Okay, see you later. Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute.
He said we answered his question.
Well,
I
for the listeners. For the listeners, let's go Boston Scott over Antonio Gibson, who was his choice.
What is the matter with you?
Let's go to space and play.
Okay, space.
Space, let's go. Fire away.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Hey, I got standard PPR. I got Tim Patrick and Cooper Kupp.
Tim Patrick's been really good over the last 3 weeks, but I would still use Cooper Kupp this week. It's a tough matchup, obviously, against the Bears on Monday Night Football, but I don't trust Tim Patrick just yet enough to start him over Cooper Kupp. I actually co-hosted a fantasy football show with Spaceball years ago.
There you go. Space. Thank you, buddy. You're the best.
Appreciate the call, Space. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Waukegan. That's where we find Oscar. Hey, Oscar.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Sup?
Sup, Oscar?
What's up? I got David Johnson or Ronald Jones, PPR.
Ronald Jones, now that Bill O'Brien is gone, there's no need for the Houston Texans to continue to give the ball unnecessarily to David Johnson when he's unproductive. Ronald Jones has looked awesome for the Bucs. The one thing I'll say is let's make sure that on Sunday that this game actually goes off, because Las Vegas has had some COVID related news, and so there's a chance that game could get moved. So make sure you keep an eye on that before you commit to starting Ronald Jones.
Okay. All right, thanks, fellas.
Thanks,
right.
Oscar.
Oscar.
Can I ask a quick football question from you guys? Riley, the Vikings obviously are now in full-scale sell mode. Riley Reiff is going to be a free agent. Would you I know it's interdivision. Would you call them and see if you could get Riley Reiff to play offensive tackle?
Not in my division, no.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Let's go back to the phones.
Not trying to help Skoll.
Jeff in Frankfurt. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Cap, right. How are you guys?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeff.
Not much. In the flex, hi. Damian Harris or Michael Gallup?
You know what? Damian Harris, right now, I don't think you can. Is it PPR, Jeff, or standard scoring?
Standard scoring.
I think I'd still use Gallup and hope that he's in the mix for the passing game. Damian Harris, right now, whenever you play a Patriots running back in fantasy football, it feels like you immediately regret the decision. So until you see more evidence, Jeff, that Damian Harris is truly their guy, which I don't think it's there, I would not use him right now.
All right, appreciate the call, Jeff. Let's grab real fast Brett in Willowbrook. Hey, Brett, man.
Hey, guys. Aaron Rodgers coming off a negative 1-point stinker last week, or Deshaun Watson, who's been balling out the last couple weeks?
Yeah, you know what? Again, though, it doesn't matter because the Packers get the Houston Texans this week, and the Texans' defense right now is not good at stopping anybody. So it's a completely different matchup here. The Bucs' defense, we've seen, is a pretty good. They can get after you. They can get pressure without having to blitz. I don't know if the Texans can do that with the same success rate, so I would use Aaron Rodgers over Watson this week.
It's a good one. It's a good
right.
question.
Appreciate the call. We will crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko
in 2 minutes.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.